Welcome to the Peak Performance Guitar Podcast. This is episode 11. I am your host, Dean Kay. We are currently doing 21 creativity secrets for guitar. Today is creativity secret number 11. It is what Glenn Frey taught about songwriting. I had something else planned for today, but I got the news yesterday that, or the whole world got the news yesterday that Glenn Frey passed away. And it really sucks. He is one of my heroes. And I just wanted to share this with you real quick. I remember watching a documentary on the Eagles, and Glenn Frey talked about renting an apartment in LA above Jackson Browne's apartment. And he talked about how Jackson would get up in the morning, sit down at the piano, and play the same piece of a song over and over again. He'd change the melody a little bit, which would change the chord progression, or he'd change the lyrics over and over again until he was completely happy with the song. And Glenn Frey and Don Henley say they heard Running on Empty hundreds of times before Browne ever played it for anyone. Glenn said he'd always wondered how great songwriters did it. And as he listened to Jackson Browne ply his craft day after day, the light bulb finally went on. So that's how you do it. Elbow grease. Hard work. I can do that, he thought to himself. Lionel Richie tells a similar experience that he had as a young sax player in the Commodores. He found himself sitting in the hallway at Motown Records. Sitting across from him was the already legendary songwriter Marvin Gaye. And Lionel worked up enough courage to talk to him, and he asked, "So, Mr. Gaye, what conservatory did you go to?" Marvin's answer was, "What the hell is that?" Lionel said, "It's a school, a music school." Marvin said, I've never been to a music school. And Lionel Richie was just shocked because he'd been raised by his grandmother, who was a classically trained piano teacher. And she insisted all of her students learn how to read music. She actually stopped giving Lionel piano lessons when he was not even a teenager yet, because he played an entire classical piece of music without ever reading it. She never turned a single page. He'd memorized it just by hearing and practicing it, and he thought he was reading the music. So finally, Lionel Richie was able to get over his shock after Marvin Gaye told him this, and he asked one more question. He said, "If you've never had any formal training and you don't read or write music, how do you write all these amazing songs?" And Marvin invited him to come observe him work in the studio. So Lionel was just watching him in the studio, and he was shocked again when Marvin Gaye sat down at the piano and began to write one line at a time. He'd play something and sing along with it, and then he'd stop, and he'd tell the engineer, "Okay, play that back for me." Then he'd listen to that line he'd written, and then he'd write the next one. And he just continued to do this from the first line to the last line until the song was written. At some point during the session, the realization came to Lionel Richie, and he said, "Hell, I can do that." And so there you have it. Creativity secret number 11 from two of the greatest songwriters who have ever drawn breath on this earth. Hard work. That's the secret. Just keep at it. Creating good music is a skill that can be learned and mastered through practice. Lots of practice. Continue to put these creativity secrets into practice on a consistent basis, and you'll find your own creativity growing, transforming, becoming more original and more professional. And who knows, maybe one day you'll be somebody's hero. And millions will be adoring you, just like they did Lionel Richie and Glenn Frey. Be sure to join us tomorrow when we talk about creativity secret number 12. Until then, have fun and make music. Hey guys, this is Dean jumping in once again. Just want to let you know we are having a great time in the Peak Performance Guitar Facebook group. I invite you to join us. You can look us up on Facebook. Just search for Peak Performance Guitar Group. I'll also leave a link in the show notes so you can just click on it. Go ahead and join us. You'll be added to the group in no time. We're looking forward to seeing you there. Until then, have fun and make music.